Three of President Bush's top economic officials have wrapped up a tour of Wisconsin and Minnesota to promote the $350 billion tax cut signed into law earlier this year. The administration is advertising the package as a much-needed boost for a struggling economy. But many who've heard the message say the proof is in the job market. Minnesota Public Radio's Michael Koo reports.
Treasury Secretary John Snow, Commerce Secretary Don Evans, and Labor Secretary Elaine Chao began their tour on Tuesday with a visit to a Harley-Davidson plant in suburban Milwaukee. Snow told the audience of machinists and parts suppliers that the president's string of tax cuts was now working its way through the economy and already bearing fruit.
Virtually everybody who pays taxes gets tax relief, and it's pretty sizable tax relief.
Snow says with more money in their pockets, Americans will spend more, invest more, and ultimately create more jobs. And, in fact, today's economic news shows gross domestic product grew at a faster-than-expected rate in the second quarter of this year. But in Milwaukee, the crowd was skeptical. Mike Retzer works for Ram Tool, a part supplier for Harley-Davidson. He says more money in Americans' pockets won't help much if they spend those dollars on goods produced overseas. Retzer says he isn't confident Snow's solutions will do the trick.
Very disappointing. He did not address how we're controlling this free trade that's decimating our manufacturing and service jobs. Increasingly, service jobs are going overseas.
After moving through Green Bay and Wausau, Wisconsin, the cabinet members arrived Wednesday at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, to trumpet growth in the healthcare economy. They then traveled to St. Paul to meet with a group of pre-selected Twin Cities business leaders. Bob Klass is the president of Tapemark, a manufacturing company. He says he hopes to add about 200 new employees in the near future and that the tax cuts will save his company $4 million this year alone.
We were committed to growth either way, but yeah, this really puts us in a position to grow much faster and much more dramatically than would otherwise have been the case.
Unlike the audience in Milwaukee, the St. Paul crowd expressed strong support for the tax cut package, noting that tax cuts on investment income seem to have boosted earnings on Wall Street. Still, the U.S. economy continues to shed jobs, losing nearly 1 million in the last quarter alone. But Commerce Secretary Don Evans says low interest rates, low inflation, and productivity gains have laid the groundwork for an economic explosion. Not bad, he says, given the obstacles facing the Bush team.
We were dealing with a stock market that was collapsing. We were dealing with an economy that was moving into recession. We have dealt with 9/11. We have dealt with corporate scandals. We have dealt with the war in Afghanistan. We've dealt with the war in Iraq.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, George Bush has got to go.
The cabinet trio completed their trip at the national headquarters of electronics retailer Best Buy in suburban Minneapolis. Across the street, several dozen Democrats and labor allies emphasized the poor news in the job market. Elliot Side is a Minnesota lobbyist for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. He calls the economic tour a farce, saying it shielded the cabinet members from out-of-work Americans.
They're scared to hear from the people because the people are angry. Workers are angry, Americans are angry that this economy is not working, and it's not working because George Bush has given tax cuts to the wealthy and not producing job one for Americans.
John Andrew did manage to have a brief conversation with Treasury Secretary John Snow. Andrew, who was laid off just last week from a small Minnesota software firm, caught up with Snow at a Wisconsin fast food parking lot.
He told me that the tax cuts hadn't taken effect yet and I should just wait. And I said, I have a brother-in-law who's been laid off for 18 months. And he said, well, just wait. We're going to do another tax cut. And I said, well, I have to pay my mortgage, too. And he said, just wait. A job will come. But the image that flashed in front of me was, you know, the economic policy is just wait.
Andrew says he'd like to see the tax cuts directed entirely to middle and low-income families or simply repealed. But those on the Economic Roadshow made it clear the president is committed to preserving the tax cuts and extending them beyond their expiration date in 2008. For NPR News, I'm Michael Koo in St. Paul.